Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imamc.org, for April 20th to the 26th, 2013. Palestinian political detainee reaches a deal with the Israeli authorities after 9 months hunger strike. Internally, efforts are underway to reach a conciliation deal between Hamas and Fatah parties. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water to attack anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu with the story.
In central West Bank, protests were organized at the village of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Al-Nabi Saleh. Also, protests were organized in southern West Bank village of Al-Masara near Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers attacked anti-wall and settlements protesters in Al-Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. Troops later invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their Israeli and international supporters reached the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers before soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Also there, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Earlier in the week, dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded the western area of the Bil'in village on Wednesday and took photos of the lands, especially where a military monitoring tower was installed and was removed 2 years ago after the annexation wall was rerouted following an Israeli court ruling. The ongoing nonviolent resistance against the wall and settlements in the village managed to force Israel to return Palestinians' lands following 8 years of ongoing struggle against the ongoing Israeli violations, mainly the construction of the wall and expansion of illegal settlements. Elsewhere, at Al-Masara village on Friday, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo.
Turkey says a visit by its prime minister to the Gaza Strip is upcoming despite USA's advice to Premier Recep Tayyip Erdogan not to pay such a visit. Meanwhile, efforts are underway to reach a conciliation deal between Hamas and Fatah. IMEMC's Rami Al-Mighari reports.
Efforts are underway to bring together the Islamist Hamas Party and the Fatah Party of President Mahmoud Abbas for a conciliation deal on democratic basis. Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh returned this week back from Doha after discussing with Qatari officials prospects of reconciliation and Qatari reconstruction efforts underway across the occupied Gaza Strip. Qatar had called for holding a minor Arab summit in Cairo that would end current division between the two parties based on a previous understandings. President Mahmoud Abbas welcomed the call but said only one representative delegation led by him should attend. Meanwhile, some local political leaders suggested this week that both Hamas and Fatah should agree on a temporary cabinet led by President Abbas that would lay the foundations for democratic elections. This suggestion came following resignation of PA's Prime Minister Salam Fayyad. In another news, two Palestinian negotiators Saab Erekat said that any resumption of stalled peace talks between Israel and Palestinians should be preceded by release of Palestinian prisoners from Israeli jails. In a public opinion poll by Palestinian Ma'ani News Agency, more than 80% of participants believed that violence is potential in the region if a two-state solution fails. Israel continues to build up new colonial settlements on occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, preempting a final status solution for the conflict. United States' main patron for peace between the two sides has not yet intervened heavily, despite recent visits to the region by both U.S. President Barack Obama and his State Department secretary. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Palestinian political detainee Samer al-Isawi ended his 9-month hunger strike after reaching a deal with the Israeli authorities. Meanwhile, Israeli forces conducted at least 98 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza this week. During this invasion, Israeli soldiers kidnapped at least 52 Palestinians, including 6 children. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
This week, Israeli home searches and kidnappings of civilians were focused in the cities of Bethlehem and Hebron in southern West Bank and Jenin and Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank. On Monday, Palestinian political detainee held by Israel, Samer al-Isawi, ended his hunger strike that lasted for more than 9 months. 2 years ago, the Israeli army released Samer al-Isawi from a 30-year prison sentence as part of the prisoner swap deal between Israel and Palestinian groups in Gaza. But last July, he was rearrested at his home in East Jerusalem on charges that he violated the terms of his release by traveling to the West Bank. In protest, he started a hunger strike that has severely deteriorated his health. According to the Palestinian Ministry for Political Detainees, the Israeli military and security service agreed to release Isawi in October in return for stopping his hunger strike. The deal was signed in the presence of the Red Cross and Isawi's lawyer. Shireen, Isawi's sister, spoke to IMEMC.
We are very happy that Samir was victorious. Thank God. We are very proud of Samir and the victory he achieved. This victory that is not only for him, but for all Palestinian political prisoners and the Palestinian cause in general.
Also on Monday, Israeli troops uprooted trees and bulldozed farmlands owned by Palestinian farmers at the village of Beit Dajan, east of Nablus city in northern West Bank. On Tuesday, the Israeli army uprooted 1,600 olive trees owned by Palestinian farmers from the villages of Susia and Halhul near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Later in the week, on Thursday, Israeli settlers and soldiers also uprooted olive trees owned by local farmers from the village of Arraba near Jenin. On Wednesday of this week, the Israeli army shot and wounded 2 Palestinian youths near a security fence close to Jenin city in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. The army alleges that the 2 Palestinians intended to infiltrate into Israel but did not provide additional information except that the fact that they were unarmed. This week in the Gaza Strip, Israeli Navy boats opened fire at a number of Palestinian fishing boats at Gaza coast on Wednesday, an issue that forced them to go back shore without being able to fish. Under the Oslo Accords in the mid-90s, the Palestinians are allowed to fish in 20 nautical miles of Gaza shore. But in 2008, Israel unilaterally reduced the fishing area to 3 nautical miles. As part of the ceasefire agreement that ended the Israeli war on Gaza in November 2012, Palestinian fishermen were allowed to fish within 6 nautical miles of Gaza coast. But the army continued to attack them in their allotted areas. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 20th to 26th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imnc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Fassis and me, George Rishmawi.